Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 315 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Sweet. Now let's get to today's question from Marty.
Hey, Pat. My name is Marty Griffin, and I almost did the intro to my podcast right there. Geez, that's a hard habit to break. No, my name is Marty Griffin. I went by Marty McFly in high school, so you could certainly appreciate that. I had some questions about JV partnerships. I do a podcast called Golf Strategy School. I just launched back in the third week of January, and using a lot of your strategies, your tutorials, I'm speaking into a ATR 2100 right now, and I'm absolutely loving it. So thank you for that kind of information. But going forward, long range vision for my business is to have a membership site a lot like Fizzle, where it's just a solid golf community that provides accountability and motivation for people who are trying to improve. Within this community, I would want to have tutorials by these world-class instructors. So I was just kind of wondering what your experience is with JV partnership, you know, what kinds of compensation go with it. Obviously I'm familiar with the affiliate side of doing webinars and things like that, where you provide a percentage of the signups from that webinar. But in terms of like that evergreen content, like tutorials, really, that's what I'm looking at. What should I expect? I mean, I don't want to go in and get really taken to the cleaners. And I know you've prevented me from getting cleaned out a couple times with your great information. So just wondering if you could bail me out one more time. I don't have a DeLorean for you to borrow, but I would appreciate the info over the airwaves. So again, thank you as always, Pat. I look forward to hearing your answer, and good luck catching those post-it notes next time on SPI TV. Take care.
Hey, Marty McFly. What's up, dude? Thank you so much for the call today and the Back to the Future references. I love that. And also mentioning SPI TV. I appreciate that so much. So let's help you out here. First of all, your voice sounds amazing. So I'm sure your podcast is rocking, and that ATR 2100, as all of you can hear, is a fantastic microphone. If you're looking to start a podcast, the Audio-Technica ATR 2100 is amazing, and it's about $60 to $70 on Amazon, as opposed to the mic I'm on now, which sounds essentially the same, which is about $300 to $400. So Audio-Technica ATR 2100. So thanks, Marty. A lot of people are going to, I'm sure, appreciate that. Now let's get to the future of your business here. So you have a membership site, and you're looking ahead in terms of getting experts to come on and provide content for you, just similar to what Fizzle.co does. So actually, I helped out Chase and Corbett and Caleb back when Caleb was in it, and Barrett is in there now. I did a couple courses for them. And for me, because I had a relationship with them, I didn't ask for anything in return. I mean, I know I'm going to get a little bit of exposure just kind of being in there and build a little bit of authority for my own brand being in there. So if you have any good connections with people in the golfing world That's where I would go first. Go to those people who you know can expand your library, who are going to help you out because you have that relationship, and who know that in return they're just going to get that exposure. So even if you don't know those people, that's the first thing you should offer them. I mean, you have these highly targeted people in your audience, and that exposure to them, to these people and their courses and their teachings and building authority, is going to be first and foremost the number one thing that you want to talk about, of course. Now, you also mentioned the affiliate program, and that could work too. So these trainers who come in and provide courses for you, you can give them special deals as an affiliate. Maybe they are some of the only people who have the affiliate program, or maybe they have a higher percentage, higher than other people in the course. I've been a part of other courses where I've been given a higher percentage to help promote and be encouraged to promote, but also kind of just as a thank you for being in there. And that's also really nice if you do end up going down that route. I also know a few people who have included, you know, experts and trainers in their own courses from outside of their own world into a flat fee. So you might pay somebody, for example, a couple $1,000s for a course. And if you know that that course is going to give you a lot more value to give your audience so that they will continue to pay over time if you do have a recurring fee, then that could be worth it. And $2,000 is just a number just I picked out of thin air. So you're going to have to figure this out and understand kind of who this person is and what would be valuable to them and have a little chat with them. Maybe you have coffee with them and talk this out. Either way, I mean, you want to talk it out anyway, obviously, no matter what the deal ends up becoming. And also know that, you know, when you have these new experts and trainers come on board, those sometimes are big names that people who are on the fence of buying or who would come across your sales page would help them, you know, go over the fence and actually purchase. So that those are other things to consider when you have these experts and trainers come on who might have a name that could help you sell even more. So giving a flat fee to have them give you content to put in there, whether it's content that they create specifically for you, kind of like what Fizzle does, or maybe it's content they already have that you put in there that could help as well. Another benefit to the trainers or the experts that you have on board, similar and along the same lines as the exposure, is maybe you help sell stuff that they have. So maybe you have a golfing instructor who comes on who is an expert at, dog leg lefts, you know, shooting a dog leg left. And this person has a course on dog leg lefts or whatever. Then you promote that course right there in that lesson. And you have that, maybe even be a little pitch in there in that lesson at the end. Maybe the final minute or two of this person's video, for example, is a pitch to his or her course or a book or something. I don't know if there's a course on dog leg lefts, and probably there'd be some on dog leg rights too. But anyway, for those of you who don't know golf, then don't worry about what I just said. But you know what I mean? You can offer people the chance to pitch to your audience as well, whether there's a commission or affiliate offer for you or not. That's a nice thing to offer them if they have something as well. And then finally, you could, and this is, I've seen this a couple of times, it's a little bit harder to manage, but you could essentially sell that course within your membership site and then give that person a particular percentage of that. So it would essentially be an extension of your course or an add-on, for example, of your membership site that people would have to pay to get access to. And I don't know if you'd like to do this, but maybe it's a big-time name who comes on and provides this course and you can consider upselling it. Maybe it's that it's worth that much, at which point you would offer this person a percentage of the people who buy into it. And the nice thing about that is you only give what that person gives. You know, if people don't download it and people don't pay for the add-on, then you don't owe that person any money. But if it does really, really well, sort of everybody wins. So that's something to consider as well. There's a lot of ways to go about it. I would really think about what the experience is like from a user perspective, and you know, kind of depends how people are used to getting content from you already. So that, you know, put yourself in the shoes of a member and kind of decide from there and see what would work best and what makes sense, but also put yourself in the shoes of that expert. And it might be a different deal for different experts as well. It doesn't have to be the same across the board. So Marty, just something to think about. I hope you get some information that helps you from this particular podcast. And for those of you listening, if you have something to add to help Marty out, use the hashtag AskPat315. You guys have been doing a great job on Twitter extending the conversation for when I mention the hashtag. So let's help Marty out. What else can he do? How can he help provide value to the people who are also providing value to him in his membership site for training courses? Hashtag AskPat315. So awesome. Thank you so much, Marty. An Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way. Best of luck to you and your podcast and the course and your membership site and everything you're doing. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com. Thanks again for your time today. I really appreciate it. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek. And he says, when you try to do something big, it's hard to fail completely. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.